Hello, good morning. This is Dave Allen, EV20 Questions. And things don't go always as smoothly as you'd like them to, but that's the way of the world, isn't it? Yesterday, I went for a drive to Terrassa, where I bought the car, and I went there to get some paperwork. I was happy to go off for a little drive. It was 100 kilometres to get to the place, and it was motorway all the way, so it wasn't that interesting. And what I was planning to do was to get some charge into the car, and then to go for a bit of a longer distance on the way back by sort of taking a scenic route and going through Vic and Girona on the way back and picking my wife up from work. But it didn't work out at all like that. For a start off, when I got to the Nissan garage, I'd been having some problems with the ProPilot Assist. It seems that the radar sensor at the front isn't working too well. It's okay when you go on a short journey, like when I'm coming here to work this morning. But the longer that you're driving and on a trip to Barcelona, it's okay for the first part. Then after that, it starts messing about and thinking that there's a car in front and slowing down, and it tries to put the anchors on. And, you know, it's just not working right at all. In fact, by the time I got home yesterday, I was getting thoroughly miffed with it because the thing wasn't working at all. It was flashing up on the screen saying that there was a crash going to happen because, you know, there's something in front and there was nothing there at all. And it was sort of like doing that thing where you sort of doing the nodding dog, where you sort of going backwards and forwards in the seat because it's braking and then accelerating and braking, accelerating. It was really annoying. So that's something that's going to have to be looked at in the workshop fairly soon. Anyway, so back to my story. So I got to the workshop there and put it inside to have a look at this, and they didn't find anything. They said that there was maybe something they could have a look at, and they were going to talk to Nissan about it, but didn't wasn't able to do anything else. And so I drove then, well, in fact, I was going to sort of go on my scenic route, but the charger in the place there, the concession area, it wasn't working. So that's, I mean, I've got 50% left. I'd have enough to get back home again if I needed to, but that's not what I wanted because I was going to take a longer trip back home. So I thought, okay, well, what I'll do is I'll go to La Maquinista because I know that there are some chargers there that I'll be able to use for free. And that's La Maquinista as a shopping centre. So I got to La Maquinista and had to do a bit of asking and going around the parking area sort of a couple of times to find out where these things were. I found them. There was two chargers for Tesla, and next to it there were two chargers for electric vehicles of other types, type 2 connections. So I thought, well, that'd be good. I'll park in there. But I couldn't work out to get the thing started. It looked like you needed some sort of RFID card to be able to use it. So I thought, oh, well, I'll have to take a miss on this. I've gone to plan B now, so let's move to plan C. So next door to the shopping centre is Romauto Nissan, which is going to be sort of, I know there was a charger there, a DC fast charger. And I wanted to use a fast charger anyway, so that's quite good. So I took a walk around there because it was just right around the corner. I found out that the charger was available. I thought I was going to have to wait a couple of hours until they opened again at 3 o'clock. But it was okay. There was a guy there who says, no problem, we'll let you plug in there because there's only one charging point. We'll move this car out of the way and you can get in there. So I went back into the shopping centre, got my car, came out, and the young fellow there, he sort of moved the car for me as he said he would. And he gave me a code for putting it in there, which was wrong. So I had to get another code off him. Instead of 1111, it was 0000. That was only a slight blip. And then I was able to plug in and get charged up. I thought I'd go off and have a cup of tea or something while I was waiting. But in the end, we're taking a couple of photographs and just of hanging about. I only needed to have 20 minutes there to get it up to 76%. By the time I'd got down there from the other place there, I'd got, say, 38% maybe. And so it was pretty quick to get myself charged back up again. By that stage, it was going to be too late to do my longer trip back home again. So my wife had rung up. She said that she was going home anyway, and so I wouldn't be able to pick her up in Girona. So instead, I was having to rush back to home to pick her up from the town because she hadn't driven her car down into the town. I gave her a lift in the morning, so I need to get back there so that I could pick her up. So I just went straight home and back on the motorway again. No, it was okay. As I said, there was problems on the way, and by the time I got back home, the Pro Pilot Assist had completely given up the ghost and was not working. There was a little marker up on the screen saying that the Pro Pilot Assist wasn't available. So that was that. This morning, again, I after putting the car on charge overnight, I had another 73% back in again. When I got home yesterday, I think there was about 50-something percent. Oh, I can't remember. It was something like that. Anyway, maybe a bit less than that. Maybe 40-something. I can't remember. But anyway, I put it back on charge again, and this morning I'm back up to 73%. I'm still working with the slow charger, the granny charger, as they call them, because I'm still waiting for the installation of the EV box. I was told by the concessionario, the salesman, that I don't have to wait 48 hours and they'd come and fit the box as soon as they got the car. And a week later, I haven't heard anything from them. They did give me a presupuesto, presupuesto in English, a price for putting it in, and it was a bit too much, to be honest. Nissan pay €1,000 towards the cost of insulation, and then this crowd, they wanted another €600 on top to do the fitting as well. Well, I mean, I thought that was terribly expensive. I mean, it was working out at over $1,000 to put the charger in there. So what I've done is I've gotten another presupuesto price from a local electrician, and then we're going to, I want to see what that is. And I'm thinking that with the box at around about, it's said the box is supposed to be $550. So $550 for the box plus the cost of the electrician, I think I'm going to end up paying less. Let's see how much the electrician wants to put the cables in there for me. I'll have to see which price works out the best. So that's all my news for my electric car. I still love the car, even though I've got problems with the Pro Pilot Assist. I can get that sorted out. So I think people who have also had this problem, they've had sensors, radar sensors replaced. They've managed to get the problem sorted out, and I think they're working okay now. My reason for going to the concessionario yesterday was to go and get the paperwork. And with the paperwork, I was able to do some applying for various advantages for having an electric car. One of them is that I can use the tolls on the motorway. I can go through the tolls without having to pay, which is great. If you have a BEV, it means you go through the tolls between here and Barcelona without having to pay, which is great. And the other one is that there are a whole lot of chargers all around the city, Barcelona, in some towns outside of Barcelona, like in, I think they're in Vic, they're in there's three in Girona. And I can use all of those for free as well, so it would be kind of handy to have some extra places to plug in and keep the cost of using the car down. So I've got all of that done, and I did get a little sticker to put into the windscreen, but I made such a hash job of putting it in. I should be able to do that with my eyes closed, really, but I made a mess of it. I wanted it right down in the corner, and then this sort of, I think it must have been the static electricity. It made the plastic sort of flip up onto the screen and stick it right in the place where I didn't want it to go. But still, that's part of the fun of doing these things, isn't it? And it's I can't take it off and put it on somewhere else, because it's one of those, if you start pulling it off, it comes off in bits. So I'm stuck with it now. But never mind. I've got a little sticker on there which says zero, a big fat zero, which means that I can park in places in Barcelona for free, and I can use those chargers for free, and I'm also getting the toll booths on the motorway. I can go through those for free as well. So that's all of that news there, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now. This is Dave Allen for EV 20 Questions.